Chazar Zechner Shul Bachach Eschel Shagam Ravam Yehudim Eschel Shalom Dav Beis Perek Be'echad Be'adar Perek Rishon. Sok to Mishnah Siyata Dishmai Alocha Aleph. On the first day of Adar, Bezin calls out regarding the collection of the Shkolim Machzal HaShekel to be used for the communal Karbonis, etc., and regarding Kalim, so that people check to make sure they don't have Kalim growing in the fields. On the 15th of Adar, the cities with a wall around them from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun would read the Megillah. Then all the cities would begin to repair the roads, the streets, the mikvois, and they do other communal needs. They mark the graves, and they go out to the fields and actually look for Kalim themselves. For the Gemara, why do they call out regarding the Shkolim on the first of Adar? And for the Gemara, the new Shkolim begin to be used on the first of Nisan. They therefore call out on the first of Adar to get sufficient time to collect the Shkolim before they're actually needed. Rav Shmuel Yitzchak explains, the first time the Shkolim were used in the Midbar was on the first of Nisan. Therefore, the new Shkolim forever begin to be used on the each year on the first of Nisan. Rav Tovia and Rav Yeshia said in the name of Kahana, the Pasuk said Chodshe regarding the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Chodshe regarding Nisan being the first of the months. Xerah Shava teaches us that the second Pasuk refers to Nisan, just like the second Pasuk refers to Nisan, the first does as well, and this teaches that the new Shkolim are to be used beginning in Nisan. Rav Yoina asked, Rav Tavi left off the whole beginning of that Braisa, which is necessary to learn out what he's learning. The Braisa says, the Pasuk says, Zois Oilas Chodesh B'Chodshoi, one would think that the new Shkolim should be used each and every month. The Pasuk therefore says, L'Chodshoi Hashana, which teaches that there's one month that one takes the new Shkolim for the entire year. One would think that any month can be chosen, entire, therefore say it teaches, Gzeg Shava mentioned above, that teaches that Nisan is the month. In fact, what does it mean that Basin calls out regarding the Shkolim? Rav Huna explained, it means they announced that the time had come to give the Machzal HaShekel. We find that such a reminder was made by the Nevi'im as well. Zakhtar Mar Mishnah says, the only difference between Adar Rishon and Adar B'Sheni is that in Adar Sheni, the Megillah is read and we give Matanos to Avyoinim. Rav Simon, in the name of Yeshua Levi, says, another difference is that the announcement regarding the Shkolim and the Kalim is only made in Adar Sheni. Rav Yossi said, Rav Simon seems correct, because the whole reason for the announcement is that people should give the Shkolim before the first of Nisan. If we were to announce it on the first of Adar Rishon, there would be 60 days until Nisan, and it would result in people delaying and eventually forgetting to send in the Shkolim because they feel they have plenty of time, they'll procrastinate. Similarly, Bezin sends people to check on the fields and the Kalim on the 15th of Adar because the plants are then somewhat grown and discernible as to what they are. If we were to send them on the 15th of Adar Aleph, the plants would still be too small to determine if they were even Kalim at that point. Rav Chizkiya said, based on the reason for the timing of the announcement, the people of Bavel should have to make the announcement for the Shkolim at the beginning of the winter so that there's ample time for them to get the Shkolim to Yerushalayim in time for the first of Nisan. Rav Ula asked, a Mishnah says that new Shkolim were removed for use at three times during the year, 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos, 15 days before Sukkot. Presumably, it's because the Yidden who lived nearby Yerushalayim had their Shkolim in by 15 days before Pesach. The ones who lived further out had it in 15 days before Shavuos, and the one who lived even further out had it 15 days before Sukkot. Now, this is correct only if the announcement was made for everybody on the first of Adar. So Rav Mana said, all the Shkolim were brought at the same time by the first of Nisan. They were only withdrawn at three separate times. If so, Chizkiya is correct that the announcement for the people far away had to be made much earlier than the first of Adar. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, in the name of Rebbe, said, one is surely frightened when he reads the psukim which demonstrate the power of the Yetzirah. For example, when it comes to donating for the Mishkan, the Pasuk says, Nidiv Lev, generous people donated. Yet for the Egel, the Pasuk says, Kol Ha'am, everyone gave. When going to Har Sinai, the Pasuk says that Moshe had to lead the people there. Yet when punishing the Meraglim, the Pasuk says that all the Yidden the Pasuk says that all the Yidden went on their own. When singing as Yashar, the Pasuk says that Moshe had to lead them to sing. But yet when the Meraglim returned with their bad report, the Pasuk says that all the people raised their voices and cried out without having to be led. Chibra Abba is another example. When the Navi said that the people got up early to do Averis, they were up early yet for mitzvahs. We find that only the Zrizim wake up early to do mitzvahs. Rabbi Bar Acha said, it's not possible to understand the actions of the Yidden. They readily gave money for the Egel and yet readily gave money for the Mishkan. Rabbi Yitzchak Hanina taught a Braisa that says that behavior actually makes sense because the gold of the Mishkan acted as a kapara for the gold of the Egel. Rabbi Chaga and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman said, the Torah discusses three trumas, donations in Parshas Truma. They are the donation of the Adon for the Mishkan, the donation of the Shkolim to be used for the Kabbalah Sibra, and the donation for the building of the Mishkan itself. For the Mishkan donations, each person can bring whatever they want, as much as they want. For the Shkolim, at different times in history, different coins were given, but everyone had to bring the same amount. For the Adonim donations, each person had to give a Machzal HaShekel. The Mishnah said, "Bachamisha also by Kari Nesam Megillah Bechrachim." The fact Gemara Rav Chelba, Rav Huna, and Rav in the name of Rav Chia Rabba said that even a person living in a walled city is yoytze reading the Megillah if he reads it on the 14th of Adar. This seems to contradict our Mishnah. Gemara says the Mishnah would agree with their statement. The Mishnah's point is that the mitzvahs of Adar, a number of which performed on the 15th, are done in Adar Beis, not Adar Aleph. Rav Yosef said, Rav Chelboy seems to hold that a person of a walled city who read the Megillah on the 14th need not reread the Megillah on the 15th, even if he was made aware before the 15th had passed. However, Brisa says, in a place where they were unsure whether the walls of the city were from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, the minig was to read the Megillah on the 14th and then again on the 15th. Now, Rav Chelboy is correct. Once they read it on the 14th, there should be no reason to reread it again on the 15th, because even if they were a walled city, they were already Yotzer. Rav Acha said, I agree with Rav Chelboy, but the Brice is not problematic. Rav Mon explained, even Rav Chelboy was only discussing a person who happened to read on the 14th. However, he would not allow communities of walled cities to begin reading on the 15th, because that would cause the entire halacha of walled cities reading on the 15th to be forgotten. Again, that we would not allow the people of the walled cities to read on the 14th, because that would cause the entire halacha of the walled cities of the reading on the 15th to be forgotten. Bryce says, or Shimon Gamliel says, the mitzvahs that apply in Adar Beis do not apply in Adar Aleph, except that no fasts or hespedim may be made on the 14th and the 15th of Adar Aleph, just as they are not allowed to be made on the 14th and 15th of Adar Beis. However, when writing and dating documents in Adar Aleph, the person writes Adar Rishon. When writing and dating documents in Adar Beis, he just writes Adar Plain. Rabbi Yehuda says that when writing in Adar Aleph, you just write Adar Plain. When writing in Adar Beis, you write Adar Sheni.